Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
On the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure. Yes, it is a session of sanity. A lot more to go. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Part of the solution, really. And you do that, you only do it one way. You do it by getting informed. Right? You do it by listening to shows and people and what have you don't try to steer you in a certain direction. Have the facts. We'll work with you. It really is that simple. It doesn't take a whole bunch. You got some bad news that we're starting to show off with, you know. Yeah, I don't normally like to do this, but three Charlotte law enforcement officials. Law enforcement officers is dead. Several wounded in a shootout. Suspect is also dead as well. You know, there are five law enforcement officials wounded. Now, this was, let me see. Their conditions are not known at this time. One of the U.S. Marshals died there in the shootout. Now, according to authorities, the shooting unfolded along like you're going to know where it is, right? Along Galwell Drive, as U.S. Marshals Task Force was serving search warrants. Now, why would that be a problem? The U.S. Marshal Task Force, which is comprised of several agencies in Charlotte area, was attempting to serve a warrant on Galwell Drive when shots were fired. This is still an active scene. There's still issues going down there, things going down there right now as we're talking. I don't have any more real information. If I get it during the show, I'll let you know about it. But, you know, again, our hearts and prayers go out to them. This is what law enforcement officials do on a daily basis, right? They get in the way of bullets. They get in the way, try to stop people that would hurt your kids, hurt your family, make your community cruddy. And yet, all you ever hear is about how bad they are. How nasty they are, how we have to defund them. You know, the LA mayor, Los Angeles mayor, her house was broken into twice now, right? And they should be watching her house more than anybody else's, but how many people do they have? How can they do this? And the beauty behind it with her, this is what I love too, I don't know if some of you caught this. When her house was, when they caught the person who broke into her house, most of the time here in especially in California, but in Los Angeles County, you have people get caught and they're let out no bail. You know, we have the no bail release here in Los Angeles. And the beauty behind it, you have to laugh. The fellow that broke into her house Guess what he got? You think anybody's, raise your hand if you think he got a no bail. Yeah, no, he got bail or $1 million. $1 million bail for him to be let go. I think it's hilarious. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And she thought it was, she thought that was crazy. This man has done this before. Well, guess what, Karen? You know, I mean, she was talking about, again, what was going on now. Just a few weeks ago, when she was talking about what was happening and how good things were getting in the L.A. area. My God, I don't know what you have to drink to actually believe that. Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. The UK's got it down. Oh, I think they do anyhow. They're calling it the Rwanda Plan. The UK launched a major operation to detain asylum seekers that will be deported to migrant centers in Central Africa. Here's the problem. You've already let so many in. You've already got so much stuff going on there. So many illegal things happening. How are you going to corral this? How are you going to make this so you can actually deal with it? I'm very curious to that. UK's Home Office reportedly launched a major operation to detain asylum seekers across the UK today, a date that weeks earlier than expected. Well, of course, you don't want them to know what you're doing. Asylum seekers who turn up at the immigration offices or bail appointments will be held, and migrants will also be picked up nationwide in a surprise two-week operation. Oh, must be the Trump effect. I don't know, I'm just guessing. You know what I'm saying? Detainees will be immediately transferred to detention centers, which have already been prepared for operation, held until they are put on planes to Rwanda. I guarantee you, there'll be nothing but violence at these places. Not in them, well, okay, maybe in them, but definitely around them. You're going to see what happens. Okay? You're going to see these immigrants fighting to keep them there, fighting to break the law, because they've already done it. What's going to stop them? The Home Office said ratification of the Prime Minister's Safety of Rwanda Act meant the government is entering the final phase of operationalizing this landmark policy to tackle illegal immigration and stop the boats. It'd be great if we would do that, wouldn't it? If we would go out of our way to try to protect our people, wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't it be cool? No. They need voters. They're losing the black community. What do you think? Joe Massina, your host. Kimberly Wren joins me after the break. I want to have a lot of fun with her when we return.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 0523. 800-284-0523.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Show. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You do that by getting informed, and then you can inform some of these useful idiots, or at least let them know what's going on. And they take it great. If they don't, you know what? You've done your duty to God and country, and you can just watch them pretty much sink on their own. Because that's ultimately what's going to happen. You see it happen today on a daily basis. the policies that this administration have put in place is making it worse and worse. And as my one of my kids used to say, worser and worser and worser. So Kimberly Moore enjoys me. She does every week. Always appreciate her take on these things. And Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Busy news week overall. I mean,
when isn't it?
No, but I mean, you're really seeing, you know, what's her name, Fannie Willis or whatever her name is. She was supposed to show up at a debate, no show.
You know, of course she's a no show. Well, you know, one thing. Well, she was debating a Democrat, wasn't it?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, was it like she had to worry about what was going to? Well, maybe a little bit, but wasn't like she was really going to have to worry about what was coming at her. You know what I mean?
Right. Oh, well, she knew that the stuff that would be coming at her was related to the trial. That's why. Yeah.
Yeah. But
and
you know what? Again,
as
if she's so sure it was true and real, what's the problem?
Right. Well, because we all know she is fraud. Fraud ripping off the people.
Yep. And what's the name? The one you've got Bragg. And he's going to start running into problems here hard and fast because now they're questioning some of those charges and some of the information in those.
The judge shouldn't have allowed the cases, for God's sakes.
I know.
That's how bad these are.
Yep.
Like, that's what the American people don't realize. Like, this is really a scam and a sham. It's not, people on the right aren't just saying that. You got people on the left saying it, too.
Yep. Oh, you got the upper end Democrats who have law licenses, not Facebook law licenses,
right.
Say the same thing. You know, this is not the way to do this. This is going to hurt all of us, you know, kind of thing.
Yep.
But the rank and, well, I won't say the rank and file. I'm watching these reporters on the street. I don't know if you've seen any of the interviews where you've even got Democrats, rank and file Democrats going, look, I don't like the guy, but this is not the way to do this.
Yep.
You know?
100%. Like,
yeah.
Do it the right way or don't do it at all, you know?
I've talked to so many people on my side of the aisle, if you would, that have said to me point blank, you know what, I didn't want to vote for him. I was going to vote for him. I was going to skip the presidency. But after all this crap, I'm voting for him. I'm going to hold my nose, plug my nostrils, and go for it.
That is, well, I'm leaning towards that, too, because I'm the same way. I'm not. Currently, right now, I'm writing in my bulldog. However, I'm leaning towards that way, too, and they're making me. The left is making me. Trump isn't. Trump has nothing to do. If I vote for him, it has nothing to do with Trump himself, because he still hasn't apologized for COVID. But it's the left that's doing it and everything they're doing to him. Although, I didn't vote for him in 2016, and he won. So I'm thinking maybe I shouldn't vote for him because I voted for him in 2020 and he lost. So.
Well, wait a minute. What socks did you have on in 2016? I mean, it could be a number of things. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely had socks on.
Lucky
T-shirt.
You know, any one of those things could be a part of it. But no, seriously, again, take his personality out of it for a minute. I mean, I had this serious discussion with a Democrat the other day, and I said, who on either side of the aisle could put up with this, has the money to deal with it, and would be stubborn enough, I'm not saying, you know, righteous enough, but stubborn enough to go, no, I'm not going to let you do this to me, because you're not going to just do it to me. If they win this, then nobody's safe from either side of the aisle.
So
right?
here's the thing, though. Regular Americans have been getting screwed by the justice system for decades.
Yeah.
Just because Trump is now doesn't mean squat. Oh, because a billionaire is getting screwed by the justice system? Because normally they don't. It's only we little people that get screwed by the justice system. So really, all of regular Americans already know how much we get screwed by the system. Trump normally wouldn't be, because he's been to court a gazillion times with different cases, and he never gets screwed. Ever.
No, so, he's got the money and a way to push back. But but again, I guess what I'm getting at, though, is look at the other politicians that would be running or doing or what have you. If they didn't want them in, how many I don't want an exact number.
Oh,
for you,
I see
obviously.
What you're saying. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. How many politicians who were in a race or as of late, I'm starting to believe that some of these people that are resigning early or leaving Congress or refusing to run again.
Because they got something on them.
Bingo.
Yep. That, you know what, that is very true. I mean, you know, they always do, what's the name of it? What do we call it?
Opposition research.
Thank you. Opposition research. You know, we always, the first thing that when you find out who the opposition is, you start doing research, right?
Yep.
Especially if you really like the candidate. That's the first thing you do. I used to love doing opposition research. That's my favorite. Oh, my gosh. I used to love it. But yeah, I guarantee there's so much more stuff out there today that, yeah. I mean,
and it's easier to get to. These guys fall into it easier. You know, I mean, seriously, I had a friend of mine that got elected to the state assembly here in California. Mm-hmm. And we were talking one day, and he said, Joe, you wouldn't believe this. He said, after 3 weeks after I got there, okay, I start having the lobbyists come in, people come in and talking to me about some of the great things going on and how glad they were that I was elected. And he said, and the thing that really nailed it for me is they sent in this beautiful woman to talk to me about a particular company and said, hey, you know, we should talk about this more over dinner, or we should, you know, we've got tickets for the ball game here tonight, and, you know, maybe we could go and we could enjoy ourselves there. He says it's very common. And he, you know, that's why he had in his office after that, he put up pictures of his family. He put up Bible scriptures. He put up all kinds of stuff. And he said, it wasn't to kind of scare them away, like this is a failure. He said, I wanted to be constantly reminded as to what I was doing there and who I was fighting for.
Wow.
And he decided not to run again. He said, not that I can't handle it, but when you're one of the only guys pushing back, you
that's
know.
That's hard. I can't imagine any blue state. I've known. Obviously, we both.
Yep.
You seem to really like blue states for some reason, but but you know, it's very lonely if you're a Republican or someone fighting for what's right in those states.
All right, we got to go for commercial break. Be back in a bit. Don't go far. Kimberly Marin joins me. Still be with us after the break.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperD.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Cleanup efforts underway after deadly tornadoes in America's heartland.
Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management Director Annie MacVest.
And so just making sure that people have what they need is the most important thing right now, and the other efforts as we begin to come in and help the city managers, the elected officials.
Tornadoes caused extensive destruction in several towns, including Sulphur, Oklahoma. Former President Trump is in New York City ahead of the second week of testimony in his hush money trial, which resumes Tuesday. Judge Juan Merchan expected to hold a second hearing Thursday concerning Trump's alleged breach of his gag order. House Speaker Mike Johnson still facing threats of removal from some conservatives within his party. Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene said on Sunday Johnson's days as Speaker are numbered after he supported additional aid for Ukraine. John Schaefer, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let me bring her on. Always have a good time when she's on with me. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week, kind of give us a look at politics from a New England perspective. And how you doing, Kimberly?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, last week, I think it was Friday or Thursday, there was one of the universities there, they were having one of those pro-Palestinian rallies, if you would. I won't call it a riot yet. And the Boston police were out there, and they were out in force. And I don't know if you saw the video or read the article on the Boston cop who said, okay, look, you've had your time here. It's coming up on 10 o'clock. You're blocking the streets. You shouldn't be blocking the streets. Give it a little while to get it together. You know, we've honored your First Amendment rights, yada, yada, yada.
Yep.
And this little punky girl comes up and starts yelling in his face, right? Free Palestine kind of thing, and yeah, they were all getting rowdy, and I just love that attitude. Okay, boys, we're done. Take them out, you know?
oh, my God.
Which is the
you
way
know,
it needs
I
to be
really,
done. But go ahead.
It's really, I really don't, I mean, are left-wingers that this stupid? Because this is, what they're telling us is that they are supporting Islamic fundamentalists who hate their gods and who literally toss gays off buildings.
Oh,
and
who,
there's no such thing as women's rights. But all these idiot left-wing college students are supporting Hamas. Let's not even mention genocide of the Jews that they want to commit and already tried committing. Let's not mention that, or the fact that they, death to America, they will commit genocide on Americans as well. What the hell happened at these Ivy League colleges that the students are so stupid? And I realize that these protests are AstroTurf. Completely inorganic, AstroTurf, paid for by the left, which,
you know,
again, blows my mind, but it's just because they want chaos and division, is what it is.
What I tell them, I said, look, If you really want to see whether this thing is grassroots or not, when everybody has the same sign, that's printed perfectly, right?
Pre-printed signs, yeah.
Right? How is it they get pre-printed and, you know, they're out there 2 days before the crap hits the fan? How does that work?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So, those of us who've been around, we understand what astroturfing is. I forget, was it Breitbart that made up that term? I can't remember who made up that term, but astroturfing's been going on for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm sorry, but I get a kick out of it because these people truly being played as fools. These young kids, if you saw some of the interviews with some of the young kids that they were grabbing.
They don't even know why they're there.
They didn't know.
They don't know why they're there. It's disgusting. And if I was one of these kids' parents, my kids asked. Sorry, whoops. That's okay to say. That's a donkey.
Yeah, we'll be that. Well, you know, it's a donkey. We're good.
Yes.
It's okay.
Would be ripped out of school so fast, and that would be it. They would be done. If you're going to go to school at all, you're going to trade school, but you are not going back to that college at all.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I mean, you're paying money to send your kids there, and you don't have a problem with what's happening. I got to say, there's something wrong with you, not them.
That's exactly what I said. Like, I'm surprised there's not more parents there ripping their own kids off of the protest. Either the parents agree and hate America and the Jews, or the parents are cowards, and of course they raise cowardly moron students.
Oh yeah, no question. No, I think you're right on with it.
There's a couple choices because you know parents might not really know what's going on campus. You know what I mean? They might not ever go to campus, or maybe they go once in a while. You know, when my son was in college, I would go to camp. I would go visit him once a month because he was not that far, so I could go visit him and see what was going on. I would look to see what the political stuff was,
right?
And if I had seen anything that was kind of out of line, I would say something, but I never really did. Well, but I was paying attention.
Would you look for stories? Would you look for things that just didn't make any sense?
Yep, 100%.
Thank you.
And that's why it's like, the schools are to blame, of course, because they're horrifying, but I blame the parents.
Yeah.
Like, you need to know what's going on with your kids. And if your kids are one of these kids at the protest, do you remember a while back when there was BLM protests and this mother, I don't know if you remember this video, there was a youngish black kid.
Yep.
He was going to go protest, whatever. And
yep.
his mother went right up to him, caught up with him. And she goes, "What do you think?" She grabbed his ass and she dragged him back home.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, "Oh, no, you're not."
You don't remember. I got so much. Oh, I was saying so much trouble. That's not true. A lot of the lefties came after me because I said, you know, there's a mom who cares about her kid. She left work. She said, "I got to leave. I got to go take care of some family business." She went down to where they were having the protest because at the time he was standing out the sides. He had a ski mask on, but
yeah.
She knew who he was by his clothing.
Yep.
And she went. And you're right. She grabbed that mask. She grabbed him. She started slapping him around. And I talked about it in the show, and I had a few people that were mad saying, you're just happy to watch a black woman beat up on her kid. I'm going, oh, you see people are sick. Here's a mom who decided to do the right thing and stop her kid from being stupid.
Yeah, a mother who actually cares about her kid and wants to potentially save his life.
Yeah.
That day.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
No, that was fun. That actually went on for a week for me because they were just, I can't believe you said this. I can't believe you did that. Like, no. I would have said that for a Hispanic mom, for a white mom, for an Italian. Matter of fact, my Italian mom, forget about it. She would have just made another one, got rid of this one.
Italian mom will beat your butt, too.
That would have been it. God.
Breaking out the shoe and the wooden spoon.
No kidding,
you wouldn't
right?
even have to.
You know,
the Italian mom would come out and she would just give you the eye.
Well, she would be walking down the street. I would drop to my knees and start asking God for intervention.
Yeah. I mean, any mom, this is what I'm saying. Like, this is my point. Like, where are the parents of these kids? Because I would be ripping my kids behind off of this protest, and that's it. Pack your stuff. You're coming home. You're not coming back here.
Yeah.
You want to act like a moron and on my dime? You're not finishing college unless you want to get out massive student loans to pay for yourself. Yeah. Not happening on my watch.
Look,
nope.
I had this conversation.
I'd make him go to work at Walmart as the greeter. Oh, I would.
Oh, I know. You would have a field. You and I both would have a field day with these things. But I was telling one guy his daughter was a little out of control at the school and getting involved in some stuff. I said, you're an idiot. Stop paying the dorm fees. Stop paying her food fees. Stop taking care of her credit card. Watch how fast she comes back around again when she has to pay for all this stuff herself.
Yep.
You know, well, what if she can't? She'll come home.
Then, exactly. Then she'll stop. Then she'll do what it is you're asking her to do or not to do.
Yeah.
You know, it's a privilege to go to college. It's not a right.
That's right.
Your parents don't have to pay for it. Your parents only have to take care of you until you're 18 years old.
Yep. No, no, you're right. You know, if you're doing the right thing, most parents will help you out a little longer. Some of those parents are a little more weenie-ish, won't. They'll just coddle you all the way through because you're the baby and you're doing everything the right, you know, everything you think is right and proper. That just drives me nuts.
Sorry, I couldn't. I did something to my speaker and I couldn't hear the last part you said.
That's all right. You didn't need to hear it.
Sorry.
Hey, did you hear my opening piece on the Rwanda plan out of the UK?
That was the UK. I was going to ask you. I didn't hear the whole thing, but I heard they're going to start deporting people.
Oh yeah, they got these places set up inside of the UK where they catch the asylum seekers, what they're calling them, but they're going to put them in those detention centers, and then they're going to deport them back to the UK, all the way back to Rwanda, because they've had it.
Are they actually going to do that, or are they just saying that?
Well, I guess we'll find out because they've been fighting. Well, first of all, they were going back and forth with it. They finally decided to do it. They said they were going to do it at the end of next month, which is ridiculous. Why would you put that out there?
So
apparently they decided to start today. So it did start today. I don't know what's going on with it yet, but it did start today.
You can't have, and this is, again, all thanks to the psychopaths on the left. You can't take all people from third world countries and ship them to Western civilization because they can't handle it, and we can't. We can't handle all these people who can't help themselves. We can't do it. We got enough welfare in our own freaking countries with our own lazy ass Americans. We can't take care of all these other people from third world countries. We can't do it.
We got to go for a quick break. Be back in a few minutes. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. Back in just a few minutes.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Messina's host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-FRIENDSHOW. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution, you know? I mean, there's a lot going on out there, a lot you can get involved with, and you need to be part of it. It's really, it ain't, to use my best English, it ain't that hard. Right? You find out what's going on, you get yourself informed, you make sure you're listening to the proper, you know, shows, commentators, whatever you like. But test them. Make sure they're telling you the truth. Make sure that the words that are coming out of their mouth make sense. They don't just sound good, because, you know, AOC sounds good, and she don't make any sense whatsoever. You know, Kimberly enjoys me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. And, you know, Kimberly, they do. They, you know, people like AOC and a few others, they sound so authoritative, don't they? They sound like they have been studying that, whatever that situation is. They've been studying that for 100 years, and they sound informed.
I don't think AOC does, but I think she sounds like a moron, so I'm probably not, you know, I'm of higher intelligence, so I'm probably not a good person ask other people who don't know better, probably think she maybe sounds like she knows what she's talking about. This is what I learned so many years ago when I started realizing that the news was full of BS, politicians lied all the time, is they sound good and you believe them because you don't look it up to see if they're really telling the truth.
Right.
And I found that out, you know, back in 2008. You know, when I first got involved in politics. But that's, I was like, what? That's a lie? I used to get so mad. I'm like, they're lying. The news is lying. The politicians are lying.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
You know, it is really kind of funny, again, when you say that. In the early days of doing this, I remember that does 15 years now, way too long. But in the early days of doing this, you sat there and you said to yourself, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. And you go looking and it was hard to find. But
right.
When you started to learn where to go looking, it was much easier to do, right?
Right.
And
yes.
Yeah. And you knew if it was right-leaning or left-leaning based on the title, right?
Right.
And the way they wrote the story and the way they approached certain issues. I guess that's a kick out of it. I still get a kick out of it.
Oh, I know. Right. So. It's funny. You can just tell.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You can just tell.
So... Anyway, we were talking about the UK before, and again, I was looking at some pictures and watching some stories where, yeah, they have start rounding them up. But I said, it's not going to be long, if they don't get on this early, it's not going to be long before those places are going to be surrounded, right, by not only just illegals, but they're going to be surrounded by people that don't want this to happen.
Yep, lefties.
Yeah.
Yep. They got them there over there, too. They suck just as bad over there as they do here.
Yep. No.
This is why we're screwed, because of Biden's border invasion. He let over 10 million people just randomly come into this country. We can't get rid of them. I know Trump says, deport them all. It ain't going to happen. That's not going to happen. You can't possibly find them all and deport them all. They will not be found.
I agree with you that it's going to be next to impossible to deport 10 million people, but I don't think it's impossible for him to start rounding up a bunch and start throwing them on planes and dropping them off back in their countries or countries that look like theirs, whatever. I don't think he's just going to lay down for that. I really don't.
He'll lay down, but I don't. How are you going to find him? How are you going to find someone who's here illegally?
You know what? You're not going to like it. I'd be putting out reward money.
Oh, well, yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'd be putting out reward money. I mean, seriously.
Bounty hunters.
There you go. Right? It's not a matter of hating a certain kind of people. It's a matter of understanding that many of the people that they sent, many of them, were not here because they wanted a better life or a good life. Many
no, they're already. We already see that they're killing Americans, raping Americans, harming people. No, mm-hmm. I'm all set with these people. We should have never had them, allowed them in this country. All these other countries are particular about who they let in as migrants, but we can't be. Give me a break. Give me a break.
Well, no, don't you find it interesting? They always want when it's going their way. They always want us to be like that European country, right? When they can find a European country that lines up with their way of thinking, they're like, okay, yeah, we see France is doing it. We should do it like they do it, right? But the minute they start going in a different direction, whole different animal.
Oh, well, this is when we passed a late-term abortion ban in New Hampshire, and I said, oh, we're finally catching up with the European Western civilized world. Because, banning late-term abortion, and people lost their minds. I'm like, oh, look up their laws, sweet peas.
Yeah. They don't. Are they ignorant? Are they willfully ignorant? Or are they just, seriously,
they're
just
born
evil.
Stupid.
You know?
No, they're born stupid. Some of them are evil. The rest are just stupid. Believe me. I sit in the legislature and have to hear them testify.
Well, oh, yeah. No, I've been watching some of the stuff going down with the, I hear Maine is going to change their gun laws all of a sudden.
Maine has a huge illegal population. Maine has, it's leftist from Portland. like, huge, you know, number of leftists that are there, and they screw the rest of the state. But nobody, unless you fight, it's your own fault. There's nothing, you can't complain unless you're fighting. You know what I mean?
I agree. Unless you're doing something. I totally agree. You know, I don't know. I don't know how you get the information out to these people. I don't know how you finally get real information out to these kids in schools. And the only way to do it is something that conservatives won't do, which is you need to start taking back the schools. You need to start going and teaching at these schools. You know, when I first started doing this show, we used to do a story, and it was, I think it was 32 to 1. No, I'm sorry, 12 to 1. In the 60s and 70s, the ratio of progressive / liberal professors to conservative were like 12 to 1. And now it's up, it's almost triple that. It's up close to 40 to 1.
You know? That's intentional.
100% oh, no kidding.
Intentional, yeah.
You know? Yep. But when do we fight back? When do we step up? When do we go, okay, you know what? I don't care. Enough is enough.
I teach women how to shoot firearms. I'm good. I'm doing my part.
I'm teaching people how to run for office and how to shrug off. It's funny because I had a few interactions, I'll put it that there, with some progressives this weekend and at an event. And there was somebody there that's running for office. And that person said to me after, said, I don't know how you did that. I could not have been that aggressive. I could not have been that animated. I said, well, first of all, I'm Italian, so the animation just comes with the blood. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, you
I
were said, born that way.
Yeah, right. And, oh, and being from Boston didn't help at all either. So I said to that person, I said, we are in the situation like you always felt like they wanted to play nice with us. We could play in the same sandbox as them. Everything was going to... No, we can't. And they've proven that we can't. They don't want the same things we want. We can't play nice with them because the minute you turn around, you see the other end of that knife come through your chest. You can't do it. So you need to learn how to push back on their falsehoods.
Yep.
You know?
And until you understand that, they will keep abusing you. They will continue to abuse you until you understand that nothing's going to change.
Right.
You have to understand that.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. And I think that most people that are paying attention...
They do now.
Yes, yeah.
I think for many years, because when I first got involved in politics, conservatives were really nice. They weren't... They would just be called the most horrifying things online by lefties and whatever. And I'm over here calling them worse things. You want to mess with me? Go ahead. And... So, you know, maybe it's the Irish in the Boston area.
There you go.
But yeah. I didn't put up with their crap, and that made them lose their minds even more. But other conservative people, especially women, were like, oh, my God, thank you. I don't know how to deal with it. Or they would just get offline totally. No, because the left has always been vile scum.
Yeah. You can't let them. Actually, you shouldn't really let anybody get away. You don't start a fight with them.
Not anybody,
wrong,
yeah.
But don't let anybody get away with spewing misinformation, even people from what you perceive to be your side of the aisle or the team.
Oh, 100%. Oh, no. Yeah, 100%. You gotta do it in a way, and you can start out with it nice, but if they're jerks, then you'll be jerked back, but twice as hard. But, you should be questioning both sides, not just one or the other. You should question both sides and verify what they're saying.
Yeah,
it's not... That's how it works.
Lay it out on the table. That's how, look at, I always joked with you before, but I meant it sincerely, is play Columbo. Do the whole, well, let me understand. Like I did to that one person. You know, you're okay with this, but not this. I'm just trying to understand where you're coming from. Enlighten me.
Right,
and,
exactly.
Yeah. So, hey, we've got to go tell people where they can find you.
ConservativeIND on Twitter and GraniteRock.com.
Oh, and by the way, first time in a long time, I actually had Maine lobster rolls this week, and I'll tell you about it when I hang up here.
Nice.
Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour.